The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'uzu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Please repeat after me. As-salatu wa salamu alayki ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayki ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are many sins that we commit openly, that we commit in secret. We think nobody knows. There are many rights of others that we trample upon. And we think we're not bothered. Nobody asks us about them. Nobody questions us about the wrongs we do. And over our life, thousands and thousands of these build up. Allahu Akbar. And on the day of judgment, if we are to be questioned about these, and every single one of them, we will be. And how are we going to give account? But there's one simple solution. There's one cure for this. And that cure is repentance in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now this month of Ramadan Mubarak is all about turning to Allah Azza wa Jalla. In the glorious Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Ya ayyuhal insanu ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem. Translation from Kanzul Iman. O man, what has deceived you away from your Lord the Most Beneficent? And in Tafsir Sirat al-Jinan, Mufti Qasim Sahib writes, A insan, tujhe kis cheez ne apne karam wale Rab ki bargah se dhoke mein dal diya? What has deceived you from the Creator, Allahu Akbar? And in the Tafsir, Mufti Sahib writes this, that in this ayah mubarakah, Allah Azza wa Jalla is reminding us that who we are and what our purpose for life was. Allah Azza wa Jalla is reminding us that, oh my person, oh my bondsman, oh my servant, I gave you eyes, I gave you a tongue, I gave you ears, I gave you intellect, I gave you understanding, I gave you a conscience, I gave you all the blessings that you could think of. I sent my special mercies upon you. And yet, oh man, you still turn away from me. And you don't repent in my court after committing sins. Allahu Akbar. And then you become steadfast upon my disobedience. Allahu Akbar. Mufti Sahib writes that this is the time for you to reflect. This is the time for you to think. The Creator of the heavens and the earth is calling you. Allahu Akbar. And you turn to Allah Azza wa Jalla in repentance. Whether it's 20 years worth of sins, 30 years worth of sins, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years worth of sins, your true repentance in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla can wipe the slate clean. And not only wipe the slate clean, but further than that, your true repentance can change all your bad deeds into good deeds. And this is the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allahu Akbar. Now, Hazrat Allama Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi alayhi rahmatullahi al-Hadi says that true repentance has three pillars. The first, admitting to your sins. Ya Allah, we admit we've done lots of wrongs. So many so that we don't even know. Malikul Mulk, we've committed sins openly in public. We've committed sins in secret when we thought nobody was watching us. We looked at the wrong thing. We've got sins of the eyes, sins of the ears, sins of the mind, sins of the intellect, sins of bad thought. We've got so much, Malik, we don't even know how much. But we admit all of them. Then Mufti Sahib writes that a feeling of shame, of remorse in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Malik, I've disobeyed you. Please forgive me. And then a determination, an azam, I will never commit this sin again. And that is all it requires. There is a narration which says that in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, when you repent truly, Allahu Akbar, as it is in that Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala says, seven people will be in the shade of the arsh of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And one of those is the one who remembered Allah Azza wa Jalla in loneliness and started to cry in the fear and awe of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And once you repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allahu Akbar, it is amazing. Allah Azza wa Jalla forgives all your sins. whether it's 60 years worth of sins as big as the mountains, as big as the foam of the oceans, as many as the stars in the sky, Allah Azza wa Jal is the most forgiving, the most merciful. We need to turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. We need to repent sincerely. There was a king, Mahmud, and he had a wise man, Ayyaz. And he one day said to his servants in his court, that I've got a lot of priceless diamonds in my hand, and I'm going to throw them into this pond. And I want you to retrieve the diamonds. But the condition is that your clothes and your body can't get wet. So all the wise men stood around and thought, how do we do this? How do we retrieve the diamonds from this pond? Crystal clear water, we could see the diamonds. But the condition that the king had imposed was that you can't get wet, your clothes can't get wet. And while they were all pondering, Ayyaz came in. And Ayyaz was told that this is the scenario that the king has put before us. He immediately dived in. He gathered all the diamonds and presented it in the court of the king. He's dripping with water, he's shivering, and he presents the diamonds to the king. And the king says, Ayyaz, my conditions were two. The first was to retrieve the diamonds. The second condition was not to get any water on your clothes or your body. You've disobeyed me. And Ayyaz said something that we need to learn. He said, you gave me two commands. One to retrieve the diamonds and one not to get wet. I've retrieved the diamonds. Please forgive me for the mistake I've made that I've got wet. And what the scholars say is that there's a great lesson in this. We live in the dunya. There are temptations. We will make mistakes. But when we do, the difference is this. Don't get arrogant on your mistake. Don't be steadfast on the wrong path. No. Turn to Allah Azza wa Jal in repentance. Because Allah Azza wa Jal likes that person who repents in his court more than that person who continues to do good deeds and good deeds and good deeds and never commits a sin and never repents in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is important. We need to today recognize that this month of Ramzan al-Mubarak is an opportunity. Sometimes we don't get a chance, we don't get an opportunity to repent because the world and the shaitan and the nafs stop us. Ramzan al-Mubarak is that perfect opportunity. It's the perfect time to turn to the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ask for forgiveness for all your sins, for all the disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal that we've done in our lifetime. And Allah Azza wa Jal is so merciful that He even makes the angels forget that you've committed sin. And He says that, oh my servant, you've repented in my court. I'm going to forgive you and erase all records of your sin. And then there are two drops that are very precious in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the Hadith Mubarakah says the second of those is the blood of a martyr when he gives his life in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. But even more precious than this is the drop, tear that you shed in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal late at night all along. And that drop of water, that teardrop, it's so strong that it can extinguish the fire of hell. Ramzan al-Mubarak is a time to turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. The call is being made from the heavens, you know, in a manner befitting His Majesty Allah Azza wa Jal, from the lower heavens is calling out and saying, oh my servants, if you want forgiveness, ask for it in these days of Ramadan, I will forgive you. We should turn to Allah Azza wa Jal day and night and make dua and make true repentance in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. The final thing I leave you with is this. Hazrat Bayezid Bistami Rahmatullah Ali, after he passed away, somebody saw him in a dream and asked, what did Allah Azza wa Jal do with you? And he said, Allah Azza wa Jal forgave me. He was asked how and why. And he said, when I was presented in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal asked me, oh old man, what have you brought? And the answer that I gave led to my forgiveness. And what I said was this, that oh Malik, when a beggar comes to the court of the king doesn't ask, oh beggar, what have you brought? The king asks, oh servant, what do you want? Malik, I have come as a beggar and I want forgiveness from your court. And these words were enough to gain me salvation and forgiveness from the court of Allah. Get up in the nights of Ramadan. Pray in the court of Allah Azzawajal. Repent truly from all your previous sins and ask Allah Azzawajal to forgive you and keep us steadfast and let us die in the state of Iman. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.